name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today we're celebrating the uncovering of the Kazan icon of Mother of God. And it was done in 1579, if I'm correct, at the time of the Tsar Ivan John district. Mother of God appeared to a little girl. Her name was Matrona, and she appeared to her in a dream and saying that, uncover my icon which is buried underneath your house, and tell it to the authorities about it, and uncover the icon. She tells it to the mother. The mother doesn't believe her. And then the next day she has another dream again. Mother of God again tells her that the icon should be uncovered and to tell her mother. The mother again would not believe it. She did not believe it. And then and the third time the Mother of God appears to in a fire with the icon like and with engulfed in a bright light, and she said to her, you have to tell your mother that they will not uncover the icon, I will take the icon some other place, but you will be then you will die. And it was a threat that the little girl woke up and she went and told the mother. And this time the mother believed her, and she got scared and she went to the bishop and went to the authorities, as the Mother of God requested the civil authorities to uncover the icon. But the bishop and the authority did not believe the mother what she said, and so the mother, though, decided that she would start to dig for the icon herself, and she got her neighbors to help her and so on. But they were digging a long time and they couldn't find the icon. Then the little girl herself started to dig, and as soon as she started to dig, immediately the icon was revealed, and they found the icon, and the icon was brought over with great honor to the church and the bishops, everybody went ready there, and immediately all kinds of miracles started to become through the icon the Mother of God was making, and the miracles were happening through all the centuries from that time, and the healings of the blind being able to see, the dumb being able to talk, the demons being cast out and running away because the Mother of God had gave that power for the icon to do these miracles, and my beloved. And the today's occasion, I had a situation which was many years ago. My son, he's now in the 40s, but he was then 5 years old, and he was with my matryoshka up in the choir loft, and from there was entrance to the bell tower, but the bell tower wasn't finished yet. The boards were just laid down and for the floor, but it was very hot, and somebody opened the door to get some air. And as they opened the door, my little tyke, he sneaked outside from the door right into the bell tower, and he fell through these boards. These boards were not beams, actually, they were not pinned down yet. And I was just finished with the liturgy and was doing the to Mother of God at the request of the sisterhood who requested the icon. I was finishing also the Malebin. It's a prayer. And just at the end of the Malebin, all of a sudden, they scream from the choir, Andrusha had fallen down from the choir. from the bell tower, and a beam was going after him. And well, of course, I came down, I was fully vested, and I came down, it was about 3-story high, and I came down, and I was ready to have to be except to see a little body there, but instead he was sitting there and smiling, and right above his head, like about half a meter, maybe 2-3 feet, the big beam had not lodged itself between the walls and didn't hit him. Of course, my Matushka came at that time, and she saw the baby. She couldn't accept it, and she was all scared and wanted us to bring it to the hospital. We brought him to the hospital. They looked him all over everything, and they didn't find a scratch and not any kind of a bump. So definitely was a great miracle. Mother of God saved my son. And my beloved, this is one of the miracles that I experienced. There was another miracle that happened when the evil ones, had hordes of them, had attacked me, and I didn't have any relief for a long time. And finally, I always came in this to the kitchen where I had the icon of the Kazan painted, actually printed by Holy Trinity Monastery at that time. It was Father Kiprian's work. And I just looked at the icon, and as I looked at the icon, immediately the enemy fled right away with all his hordes, and I was free from any anxiety or any fears that gripped me. And every time we look at an icon, whether it's a printed icon, whether it's a painted icon, let's look at the icon not as an actual piece of the wood or paper that it's printed on, but looking at the Mother of God herself. And she is depicted on the icon with the baby Jesus, and of course we're looking and talking, praying to the Jesus Christ and to the mother, his mother, that is holding him in her arms. And this pertains to all the icons. When we look at the Lord's icon, if he is depicted on it, we must believe that we're actually trying to reach and talking to him, not to the icon, but through the icon with the Lord himself. And the same thing with the saints. If we see a saint depicted on an icon, we address the saint through the icon. The icons are as windows to for us to see the actual person depicted on the icon. My beloved, let's have more love for the Mother of God, because she loves us so much. I truly believe that if you put all the mother's love together for all the world, they still wouldn't match the love that the Mother of God has for us. She is our intercession. She is our protectress. She is willing to always to help us to conquer the passions, to conquer the sins, and to conquer all those things that have to be conquered, so that we'll be free from all these anxieties and the sins that are causing us, finally, that can wrap us all in chains and not allow us to be able to have the union with our Lord, on which, of course, the Mother of God wants so much, that we would be in union with her Son and her God and our God. My beloved, let's cry more to the Mother of God, asking her to help us. And she is always there to help us. But she, of course, as the Lord himself and as the saints, they want us to approach them. They don't want to push themselves on us. They want us to freely to want their help, to ask for the help. As little children, when they want something, they ask the parents, and that's how we should behave. May the Mother of God help us all to grow spiritually and to find love in our heart for her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and for all the heavenly dwellers, for her angels, and for all the heavenly dwellers. And the love, once we have a true love for the Lord, then we cannot help but we will have the love also for each other. And having love for each other, we will fulfill God's commandment, which He says to love one another. And then people will know that we are disciples of Jesus Christ. May God help us all to become and go more and more on that road to salvation. Amen.